Mishnah, eighth parak of Sarita, second Mishnah. The Dibra Shaitrim Ela Om Leimor. After the Kohen Gadol gave this Musa Shmuz of having Bitochen Hashem, then the Shaitrim, certain modern Hebrew, it's a policeman, but here meant certain appointees in the army that would tell the people, Mi Isha Shabona Bais Chodesh V'loi Chanochud, who's the person that built a new house and not yet live in it? He can go home. He should go home. Echad bana beis tefen, even if he only bought a storage house for his hay, or beis boker, a place to keep his cattle, beis eitzem, a storage place for wood, beis oitres, other storage places, that's also considered a bais chodesh. Echad bana, whether he bought it, whether he built it, or echad lekech, whether he bought it, echad yorish, or he got it as a yerusha, chachinit lamaton, is received as a maton. If it's new to him, whether he made it or received it, and if it was a house to dwell in or to store things, that is all included in this din. Next thing. Mi isha shenotah kem lechilo, who planted a keren, did not yet have a chance to eat the fruit that's within the first 4 years. Echad anoite keren vechad anoite chamisha ilono maichel. Whether he planted a vineyard or any five fruit trees have the same status of planting a vineyard. Vafil mechamisha minim, even if each one is from a different one of five different minim, different types of fruit. Echanotei, whether he planted, echanotei mavrich. Mavrich is like grapes, you stick it into the ground and it starts growing up again. Echanotei markiv is grafting one on top of the other. Echanotei loikeach, whether you bought it or you echanotei yoyrish, and itin lamatona. So whether he actually planted it or he had it grown for these other ways of growing things, or whether he bought it or got it new by inheriting it or receiving it as a gift, all are included. Misha she'eis isha, who is a woman, a person who married a woman and did not yet bring her into his household. Echad ma'aris sabsula ve'echad ma'aris almona, whether he did the kedushin to a woman who was a psula or she was a widow. Afilu she'meres yovim, even if his brother died and she's pending yibum. Afilu shamash she'meis ochel b'milchama, even if he heard that his brother died and b'meila he's going to have to be miyabim his brother's wife, that's good enough reason to send him back. Choyzer uvoloy, go back from the war. Kol elisham divrei koyen me'ochel milchama. They hear the words of the koyen that's machazik everybody to have bitochen Hashem. The choyzer mesafkim mayim mozen, and then they go back and they're in charge of supplying water and food, and they do not actually take part in the fighting. Taknim sedrochim, they also make sure to fix the roadways for the soldiers.